And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday, the 8th day of March for 2019. In the news for today, with plans to revisit its commercial cannabis grow ban, the Calaveras supervisors are now considering temporarily banning hemp. A discussion on a potential moratorium on hemp grows will face the Calaveras Board of Supervisors when they meet on Tuesday. Since the county's current cannabis ordinance does not cover industrial hemp, defined differently under federal and state law, county staff is recommending a temporary ban on grows for now at least. Under state law, it will shortly be legal to grow industrial hemp under a registration that requires no background check. Since both crops are so similar that it takes a lab test to distinguish between them, there are some concerns that if hemp cultivation is allowed before possible regulations on commercial cannabis are enacted, illegal marijuana growers could cultivate crops disguised as hemp. Another reason for an industrial hemp grow ordinance, if developed, could mirror the zoning and acreage restrictions and limitations of cannabis cultivation, as well as include buffer zones to prevent cross-pollination. Tuesday's meeting opens to the public at 9 a.m. following a closed session over employment and sheriff's office-related matters.
Well, Sunday morning, 2 a.m., California clocks will spring forward 1 hour, making the sunrise and sunset times come later each day. Now, this weekend could also be California's last clock change. In the 2018 midterm election, a ballot initiative authorizing the state legislature to reform daylight savings time passed with 60% voter approval. California legislators can now vote to keep California permanently on daylight savings time. The policy change will require two-thirds approval in the legislature, then passage in Congress, and a presidential signature. Federal law allows states like Arizona and Hawaii to opt out of daylight savings time and stay on standard time year-round. Congress has considered bills to allow states to remain on daylight savings time permanently, but they've stalled before legislators in either the House or Senate when they've come to vote. Now, if the bill passes the next hurdle in Sacramento, California will join Florida, whose legislature passed a similar bill to implement daylight savings time year-round, which now awaits permission from the federal government. And while you're at it, you may also want to check the batteries in your smoke detector. Most new smoke detectors use a 10-year battery, which local officials say will be mandatory by 2022. But for now, most smoke detectors use 9-volt batteries.
And Calaveras County Public Works officials are reminding residents and visitors to San Andreas that Main Street will be closed for most of the day tomorrow. The reason for the 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. closure of Main is a street event billed as the first ever Calaveras Ragin' Cajun Festival. The actual operating hours are from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Motorists should keep in mind that alternate routes for through traffic will be on Pope and California streets and that there will be traffic control signs for the designated alternate routes. The Rotary Club has sponsored this festival as a benefit for Hospice of Amador and Calaveras, as well as other Rotary projects. Planned attractions include 3 stages of live music and several dozen vendors selling various Cajun food.
And the pruning class that was to be held tomorrow by the Master Gardeners of Amador County has now been canceled. We have not been notified of a new time, new date. But if it is rescheduled, of course, we will notify you. Again, that was the class to be held tomorrow titled Pruning and Grafting, a Home Vineyard.
And a new feature to the Jackson Lions Club Dandelion Day Fair is being offered to locals. The club has designated a special area available for a limited number of local people to sell yard sale items. Now, this year's event is next Saturday and Sunday. According to event coordinator Byron Welsh, the Lions Club decided it was time to go back to their roots and open the event up to domestic yard and garage sale type vendors again. So for only $50 for both days, you can rent a 10 by 10 space in the Wells Fargo parking lot and turn your yard sale items into some much-needed cash. Space is available on a first-come, first-served basis. I talked to some members of the Lions Club last night. They said there are still some spaces available. Still some spaces available. For details, JacksonLionsClub.org.
And Volcano Theater Company holding open auditions for James and the Giant Peach. 10 actors are needed, male and female, ages 20 to 60, and youth, age 9 to 20. Auditions will be held March 10th and 17th, 2 p.m., and March 12th at 6 p.m. at the Cobblestone Theater in Volcano. Production dates for James and the Giant Peach, June 28th through August 3rd. Now, scripts are available at the Amador Community Foundation office in the Motherlode Plaza in Jackson. And James and the Giant Peach, sponsored by the St. George Hotel.
That's right. Be sure you get your scripts today at the, as JD said, at the Community Foundation, because the first reading, of course, is this Sunday. You won't be able to get a script on Saturday at all. So, well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.